Hi, my name is Jessica Hinton. How do you feel about interracial marriage? I personally feel that people should be able to be with the one they love no matter what their race may be. In this podcast, I sat down with my grandmother, mother, aunt, and uncle about their opinions and thoughts on interracial marriage.
She was very nice. We got along. And I liked her. I still like her. I love her, actually. I didn't have any problems, you know, with them being an interracial couple. It did not bother me at all. I assumed, or I probably suspected, that people had problems with them being together. I was not aware of what the particular problems were or the individuals that had the problems. And it wasn't something that we dwelled on as a family or that Joe and Vicky talked about or dwelled on. So we, you know, I didn't have particular feelings about it.
I think the difference came more in her side of the family. They seemed to be like treading on water, you know, didn't know what to say, or I think they were waiting for our response. But we're the kind of people that we accept people. People are people. And we don't make any differences like that.
We met at work.
Clover Stores up in the Northeast. When was it? About 19...
I don't know. Yeah, it was in the 80s. We got married in 89.
So probably about 85, 86?
If not earlier than that.
But we knew each other before then. And we started going together. 86. We actually... There was a group of us that always went out together, and that's, I guess, the first time I
he was dating someone else.
Yes, I was dating someone else, and that didn't work out until we started dating after that. But we knew each other for a while. But yeah, she was a, and still is, a very attractive woman. Friends didn't really have a whole lot to say. Certain family members had some things to say, not too nice at times, but
we had more issues on with my family and a few of my family members and one or two of my friends. Were kind of difficult.
They weren't my friends. Yeah,
yeah, they weren't Joe's friends, but and they weren't my friends soon after that. But no, when we started dating, the woman that was my best friend at the time asked me what I was going to tell my family, and I didn't think, you know, it didn't seem to be a big deal. I was like, well, you know, what do you mean, what am I going to tell them? And, you know, she, you know, reminded me that Uncle Joe was black and I was white, and, you know. So I didn't think too much about it. And what I expected was that my mother would be supportive because she always claimed not to be prejudiced, and I expected my father to give me a hard time. And what ended up happening is, to my shock, my mother blew her stack and, you know, didn't want me to see him and all that. And my dad pulled me aside after my mother had her tantrum and told me very quietly to lay low for a little bit with, you know, dating. Like he had no problem with us dating, just to lay low and then bring Joe back around because my dad thought he was really nice. And that's pretty much what happened. We did have a friend. I had a friend who invited my whole family to his first child's christening party. And he stopped my sister and brother at a social event and told him that the invitation went to my whole family, but if I came and brought my black boyfriend, that he was going to throw us out, meaning me and my black boyfriend. So then we, my mother found out about it, and even though my mother wasn't happy with the relationship, she made the matriarch decision for our entire family that none of us were going, because even though she had issues, nobody else was going to treat me poorly about it, so no one went, much to the guy's dismay, but he wasn't a friend of mine after that. My family and my few friends. I had a cousin, went to his wedding right after Joe and I started dating. And in the receiving line, he said to me, "I only have one thing to say to you." He said that there's a lot of white men in the world, meaning I shouldn't be dating a black guy. So I said to him, "Yeah, you're right, there are. I just don't happen to be dating any of them right now." But he came around after a bit. And he seems to be gracious whenever we see him, but I haven't seen him in a few years, so. But it's pretty much, you know, back then, with interracial relationships, it was usually, the conflict was usually for the, you know, on the partner whose family was white. I think, I always find that the families of color seem to be more accepting of those situations. That's pretty much it.
Anything else? Because I told my mom, and her response was, you know, do the right thing and you know, take care of everything. I went out to breakfast with my father and told him. You can imagine what Pop-Pop said. Well, you know, the whole thing. Well, no knocks. But he was, you know, he was supportive. And then lastly, we went to tell her parents, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was, well, we both were extremely nervous.
Yeah, we expected a blow-up.
Right,
we didn't get one.
And we went in, and her father was down the basement, right. Wasn't he? And her brother and sister-in-law were there, and we came in, you know, we were just kind of real nervous, and we told her mother, and she didn't really say anything. She just went to the top of the steps and called her father upstairs, mm-hmm. And then we told him, and it was like, okay, and
he broke out the brandy.
Yeah, he
toasted.
Yes, that's right, he broke out the brandy.
I don't think my mom was happy about that, but but she handled it. I mean, she, and in the end, at the end of the day, she just at one point did start to cry and said to Joe that he better take care of me.
Mm. And so, I mean, once all that was over and done, you know, it was a huge kind of sigh of relief.
Yeah, because we offered just to get married by, just have a quick, simple ceremony. My mom wanted us to have a wedding, so we did have a wedding. It wasn't big, but we had a nice wedding.
Because of who we were, I mean, the hardest thing was, like any married couple, trying to get ourselves together and a family and a home and, you know, making sure that all sort of worked out.
Yeah, I mean, we had the same issues a lot of new couples did. Well, when we lived with my mom for a few years, and I guess in and of itself, that was a little hard, because, not that anyone... didn't give us privacy, it was still difficult to be starting out in a marriage and living with other people. You know, we had our fair share of financial struggles that any other new, you know, young couple would have and whatnot, but, you know, and we had to grow together.
Have our family and house and, you know.
But, you know, we've had a, you know, we've have a good life. And, you know, and I think looking back on when we first started out, when we were first getting married, there was probably a few people who didn't foresee the relationship lasting, you know, because of, you know, the racial issues and whatnot. And I know my one brother every now and again will stop us and say he was worried. When we were married for about 10 years, he told us how proud he was of us. And then, you know, this, you know, as close as a year ago, he grabbed us again and said it again. You know, we'll be married 22 years next month. And it's kind of gone pretty fast when I think back on it.
So, you've heard how interracial marriage and relationships have played a role in my family. Like I stated earlier, I have no problem at all with interracial relationships. I feel that love is a special thing to share, and you should be able to share your love with whoever you feel comfortable with, no matter what their skin color may be. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it.